have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
To your father, that's my only option. After you ripped the veil and gave me the gospel, so I could see the truth, so I could walk with you. And that's the greatest thing that anyone can ever do. You really saved my life when I was worse at it. An addict on any level for pleasure, pain, and passion. I could never grasp it, cause it's never lasting. But Lord, you everlasting. I burn my flesh to ashes so I can walk with you. Your love is unconditional. So even though I struggle with my past, you still see me through. Sometimes I get it wrong. I fail plenty times. But I get back up and I ride your son, live and die for my eternal life. So now I'm still tight. God inside, you give me light. Now I'm saying I will fight. All my pain, hurt, and my struggles in my past life. Lord, you wipe away my tears every night.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you are my God. You're altogether lovely, God. And altogether worthy, God. And altogether wonderful, so wonderful to me.
Here I am to worship. Well, what an appropriate song to start tonight off. Wow. Welcome back, everybody. This is Minister Cedric on Elation Radio. Giving a shout out to all my God-fearing brothers and sisters out there. Even if you don't really understand your relationship with him or understand that you need a relationship. Man, what a beautiful day. Today is Friday, August 6th, 2021. Man, this year is getting away from us. I tell you, here on Relentless Pursuit, man, we pay homage to God daily, daily. I myself am reminded of his wondrous works. Daily, every day I wake up and I can move around. I appreciate what God has done for me. I appreciate what he continues to do. And it's just awesome, awesome, awesome. So I wanted to welcome everybody back today. And today, you know, what an appropriate song because, you know, today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about I guess about having and developing a personal relationship with God. So that song was just on point this evening. And, you know, it's just, man, it's really wonderful. And the question for me today, as I have for everybody, you know, I want to pose this question. It's basically, do you want to develop a personal relationship with God? Yeah. You see, because I grew up, man, the way I grew up, I knew that there was a God. I knew God was real. My parents told me about God, but I didn't understand that I needed to have a personal relationship with God. I didn't understand. I did. You know, when you're a kid, and I was introduced to Christ at the young age of about 7 years old. I may have been a little bit younger, but I remember the age of seven. And I didn't understand. So I knew God. Right, I was raised in a household where my parents, they paid reverence to God. We didn't always go to church every single Sunday, but my parents talked about God. And when we did go to church on Sundays, I learned how to pray. I learned how to read the Bible. And I think that I learned all these things because, yeah, that's what my parents did. But they taught me because I learned that I was going to be a good Christian. You know, that's what good Christians do, right? We learn about the Word of God, and we learn to pray, and we learn to read, and we learn to call on him. We learn to ask him for things. And so I grew up knowing about God. But then today or last week or somewhere in my life, I asked myself, you know about God. You knew about God. Then I had to ask myself, check it out. I said, do you really know him? Do you really know God? You know, and here's the thought. The thought is, I love God, right? I love you, God. But the big thing, what I want to talk about today is, I loved God, but I wasn't comfortable with my relationship with God. I really didn't have that relationship with him, hear me, that I needed. I mean, of course, you know, I knew that he was my creator. I knew that God changed things. He could help me through situations where I couldn't help myself, right? We know that God hears our prayers. And, like, God loves us. But sadly today, a lot of us, that's all we have about with God. That's all we have. We know we pray. We know he hears us. We know he blesses us. He wakes us up. But the question is, do you really have a relationship with God? And, you know, growing up, I started asking, you know, again, mind you, I'm tapping into years and years ago, but I, you know, that's where I was. Most of my life, that's where I've been. But I want to tell you, for all of those of you who are stuck right there right now, in that exact same paradigm where I was, you know, that's okay. It's okay to be at that stage, but like myself, I'm sure that many of you, many of us, we are longing for more, right? We are longing for more. And if you don't believe me, you don't believe me. Just think about this. Think about this. Have you ever heard somebody talking about having a personal relationship with Christ? And they say, yes, I know God. I know God. But we're talking about having a personal relationship. You see, the thing that made everything real for me was that, here you go, I had the type of relationship with Christ that I had, and I was comfortable. I was comfortable right there. You ever thought about your relationship with God, or you thought about reading the Bible? You say, well, that's enough for me. I need about, here it is, I need about $3 worth of God. I need enough God to be able to call on him when I need him. I need enough God to have him protect me from harm. Oh, I need enough God. Have you ever, you been that guy? I need just $3 worth of God. I need enough Jesus to make me safe and to make my heart feel good, but I don't want to invite him all the way in my life. I don't want a whole dollar's worth of God. I just need that little 30 cents, that little $3 worth. I don't want $100 worth. That little $3. I don't want to give everything to him, right? Right? That's the kind of relationship I had. But so today, I kind of want to talk to you a little bit and just say, you know, a relationship with God is really important. It's really important. Because, you know, again, without him, there's no us. But I don't want you going through life thinking God is just a bunch of rules, right? A bunch of words on a piece of paper. No, I want you to experience a deeper love. Okay. Let's equate it to this. Those of us who long to be married, who we meet that special person, and we long to be with that person, and we accept that person for all of their flaws, right? But you get to know each other, and you're like, wow, I really like this person. This person's actually pretty cool. I really like them. But we all want something more. You see, love is great. Love is good. But love in itself doesn't satisfy. Hear me when I say this. Love in itself doesn't satisfy the full relationship. You hear me? See, it's not enough just to know God. You got to get deep with it, right? God created us, right? And one of the reasons he created us was to have a relationship, a friendship with him. That's right. A friendship. Man, how many of us have friends and it's a superficial friendship? It's just surface. You know, you don't care if you see that person every day or not. It's just a surface level relationship. Well, God doesn't want that. God wants something deeper. And your heart, your soul wants something deeper. So today I want to tell you, stop being comfortable with these surface level, superficial relationships, right? And I want you to seek God with all of your heart, with all of your heart. Let God know that you are the one. That God, I want this relationship. I want everything. I want to have the greatest relationship. Yeah. So when you think about that, I want you to understand that. How do I put it? When we read scripture, you know, we find it in the scripture that God desires to get to know him better. And I want to tell you that the more you get to know him, the more you'll love him, right? See, a lot of times, and I'm going to hit you with a couple of few scriptures, but right now, a lot of times, we look at God, right? We look at God and we say, oh, well, yeah, he loves me. He's the almighty, he's the all-powerful. You know, he can be anywhere. He can be a million places. You know what I'm saying? He can be anywhere he wants. But I think that God just wants, he wants to be your friend. There was a song from a number of years ago, and in the song, he says that God is his friend. And I believe that God wants to be your friend. I believe wholeheartedly that he wants to be your friend. You know, he always wants to be close to us. Can you imagine having a friend, and that friend always wants to be near you? That friend always wants to be where you are. You know, here on earth, our earthly friendships, we have friends like that, and sometimes our friends get on our nerves. We're like, man, I need some space. I don't need you to be that close to me all the time. All right. And sometimes we want to be close to each other, and we say, I need space. But God never does that. God never says, hey, give me some space. Give me some room. No, he is always there for us. Always. And I think it's important that we realize we need this type of relationship with God. You want a God who always, always has your back. Why? Well, why do we need a God that always has our back? Think about this. I want you to understand that God wants you to experience everything that he has for you. If you've ever heard me speak, I love to let people know that what God has for you is for you. And when you recognize that, you find out that what God wants, right, here it is, what God wants and what he wants you to know is that he has a will for your life. Now, I'll say that again. See, God has a plan for your life. But here's the problem. A lot of times we go through life never experiencing what God wants for us to have because we don't have that relationship with him. Because I want to tell you this. The only way you can experience what God has for you, there's only one way, is that you have to know him. Huh? That will give you that full relationship with Christ. That will help you wherever, that'll help you get closer. That will help you sustain that relationship and to recognize what God has for you. That, see, a lot of times we think we have that great relationship with God, or we don't think about it, I don't know. But a lot of times we think that, but we don't understand. We can live in God's permissive will, or we can just be obedient. And I think God wants us to be obedient, you know, to build that closeness, right? To build that wonderful, wonderful friendship. Man, you know, I used to get offended when people said, I'm a friend of God. You know, God is my friend. You know, even when Israel Houghton used to say those words, I'm like, yeah, it's because I didn't understand the relationship with God. Yeah, I didn't understand it. But I think when we delve into it and we look into the Word, we find that. We find that. And so, for lack of a better way, I'm trying to think. I'm thinking here because Romans 8:28 is wonderful. It's wonderful. I think it goes, something like this. Gosh, my brain, I'm cramping right now because it talks about his desires for his people. And I think, I don't know if it's 28 or not, but I know it's Romans 28, and it basically says, for those he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed. It is predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, right? So that he would be firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. He called us for something. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. See, God has a desire for his people. That's right. For the Lord of hosts has planned. He has planned, and who can frustrate it? And as far as his stretched out hand, who can turn it back? Look, the important thing to remember here is God has a plan for you, and that you too can have it. Now, I guess the next question for me would be, okay, I really want to have this relationship with God, but besides it, you know, can you help me? Where do I start? How can I have this relationship? And Jeremiah 29:13, I love Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah is awesome. But 29:11, of course, is a verse where he says, I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you. But in 29:13, it says, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. See, you start in your heart. You say, I want to have this wonderful relationship. And you start to seek God. Man, I'll tell you what, try this tonight. If you question your relationship with Christ, just try praying late at night. Turn off the TV, turn off all the lights, and just try praying. Because I'm going to tell you something. Here it is. You can pray to God anytime. Anytime, day or night. It doesn't matter. Think about when you met that special somebody in your life. You started going out, right? You started hanging out. If you're too young to date and you got to school, you wanted to see this person, right? Or when you came out of the house in the summertime, you wanted to see this person, you immediately ran to where y'all meet and all that. Or if you were dating your spouse or somebody, you were older, you spend hours in each other's presence if you could. You would spend hours talking on the phone. Right? It was a consistent and constant relationship. That's right. You go to each other's houses. You meet up at the playground. You did all these things. And take this out. You put forth some real effort to do that. See, a lot of us, the reason we don't have that close relationship that we want with Christ is because we don't put forth any effort. Right? But again, in Jeremiah 29:13, it says, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Yeah. So I ask you, what do you think the best way to get to know someone? What do you think the best way? So you said to yourself, I want to get to know this person and I want to have a relationship with this person. Right? And in order to do that, you have to spend time with them. Right? To know God, you have to have a relationship with him. That's right. First thing you need to do is you need to spend time with him. Because spending time with Christ, I'm telling you, spending time with God, you will not regret it. Man, I say a lot in my interpretation of the word, God never promised it would be easy. Just that it would be worth it. See, that's having a relationship with God. When you spend time with him in prayer, through meditation, through reading his word, even just having a discussion day to day, it's always worth it. That's right. Even in that, it's worth it. And I really want you to understand that, right? Because here's what you got to do. See, where you spending all this time with God, what you have to do, right? Because I'm telling you, it's worth it. But what you have to do is you have to set your mind to it. Oh, my God. You know, a lot of us, we say we're going to study the Word of God, but we treat our relationship with God like we do. Here it is. We treat our relationship with God like we do sometimes a work day. You know we got to go to work, but we don't give it 110% all the time. It's just something that we got to do. I want to encourage you to set your mind on that relationship. I want you to say, no matter what, I'm going to search for you, Lord, with all of my heart. Check this out. With all my heart, right? And you have to search for God with all your heart till you're satisfied. You know, you have to give it all. You have to give it up. And that's what it is. You've got to say, God, I'm with you. I got you. And with that, I know that some of us, I mean, right now, if you are alone and have that relationship with Christ, even right now, at this very moment, as I'm speaking to you, right, just begin to pray in the Spirit. Just begin to call on Him. You don't even have to open up your mouth and say anything. God is so wonderful that He knows what you're thinking, right? Just in the Spirit, ask God. Just ask Him to reveal Himself. Tell Him that you want that relationship. Let Him know that your heart longs for Him. I tell you, that's how I started at a young age, I said, Lord, I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know how it's going to work out. Is it going to be good or bad? But I've heard about you, and I've heard people talk about you. And so I want to be about what I say I'm about. And that's what I was. You know, I am going to be totally transparent in that because it was Christ. I couldn't do it. You can't do it on your own. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot do it on your own. Only God can bring this to fruition. And that's just the way it is. I'll tell you another little tidbit I have because I think that when you have conversations with God, how many of us have ever seen the movie The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise? In this movie, Tom Cruise is a Union soldier who is tormented by his past experience in the cavalry in the Indian Wars. And so, anyway, he winds up fighting, going to Japan, and he's picked this contract, and he's fighting the samurai warriors. Well, he becomes a captive, right? He's wounded, and they take him into captivity. Anyway, in the movie, he's talking to the leader of the samurai, the leader of their tribe, and he would always come to Tom Cruise, or not always, but he would have Tom Cruise brought to his quarters, and he would say, let's have conversation. See, I believe that that's what God wants from us. I said all that to get to this point. I believe that's what God wants from us. I believe that God loves to have conversations with us, right? Here's something special. Here's something special. I'm going to make this point because I want to bring on my co-host. I'm going to bring on my partner in crime here. The thing about conversation is this. Here it is. When you talk to God in order to have a conversation is not just you talking to God. A conversation is you. Here it is. Here it is, opening up your heart and your mind to hear God talk back to you. Huh? I mean, have you ever thought about that? You ever think about what we mean when we say prayer and meditation? Right? Sometimes we got to close our big mouth. We have to sit back, and we have to wait for God to speak to us. Because I believe that God wants to speak to us. I believe that that is, man, I tell you, it's the most wonderful thing. It is so awe-inspiring that when you hear the voice of God, I can tell you personally, in my relationship with Christ, a lot of times I have this thought or idea that enters my mind. And it's like sometimes it's very faint, it's very subtle, but I know it's the voice of God. Because I will do something or say something that is not from me. Like, I'm like, I didn't even know I knew that. I don't know how that happened. And so I say, I believe that God loves to have conversations with us. See, we have to take that time to listen. You talk, he listens. He talks, you listen. And the thing about this imperative that we learn to listen, because if we don't learn to listen, listen, I'm going to be honest, our faith, I don't believe it's going to grow to its relationship potential, to its greatest relationship potential with God. You know, in order for it to grow, we have to listen. It's a two-way street. And so as we start to develop a closer relationship with Christ, I say we have to listen, because it's man, to have a personal relationship with God, a real relationship, not just one where you pick up the Bible and you read a few chapters or you read a few scriptures and then you close it and you go on your happy way. No, that's not a relationship. You don't do that with that love interest you have, right? You don't do that with that TV show that you love so much. How many of us used to look at that show, Scandal? Personally, I never looked at it. But I know people who every week in, week out, they talked about Scandal. I ain't never seen it, so I don't know what it's about. I know a little bit about what they told me, but I've never really been that interested. See, you need that Scandal viewing. You need to be looking at God like that. You need to look at your relationship with Christ like that. So with that said, though, Brother Jason, are you on with me today, man?
Yes, sir, I am. How you doing today, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right. I'm sorry I got carried away in my talk. And what we're talking about is developing or having a personal relationship with God. And, you know, I was just sharing what I thought having a personal relationship with God was about and how to develop that relationship. You know what I mean?
I think that last point you made was a really good one.
Okay.
You know, when you talk about like a conversation and as you were kind of explaining that, what God put on my heart was, if you think about it, any of us who are parents, typically when our kids interact with us, they're always asking for something or requesting mm-hmm. something from us. And mm-hmm. you know, out of love, we respond, right? You know, but as they start getting older and you know, start going into adulthood, and I know I have an adult daughter, the fact that now we can have conversation, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see the relationship grow in advance. And I think that's what our relationship with God needs to look like, that it should be a dialogue. It should be I talk, he listens. He talks, I listen. And to your point, you know, when we had the romantic interest, what type of relationship am I going to have if I meet this woman and all I do is spend all day talking to her and just telling her, hey, you know, this is what I want, this is my future, this is what I'm looking at, and never take a chance to hear what she has to say, you know? How close can I get to her? How close can I connect with her? How much intimacy can be built if I'm the only one talking in that relationship? And, you know, it's interesting that you brought that up, because this is kind of where I've kind of been the last in this season of my life where, you know, mm-hmm. as I pray, I don't want my prayer to be a monologue, not just a word of praise and thanks and you know, asking God to move in my life in a certain way, but to really say, you know, what do you have to say to me? And the beautiful thing, God is always speaking. He's always communicating. He's always, you know, reaching out, trying to connect with us. But we have to train our voice. We have to train our ears to hear, right? And part of that is, like you said, I got to want that relationship. I got to want to connect. I don't want you just to be God over my wants and desires, but I want you to be Lord over that communication. And when you talk to me, I want to be on bated breath, just waiting, you know, just waiting to hear what you have to say. You know, when you get that, you know, when you start out a relationship and you got that new person in your life, you're just waiting to call them. And you're like, okay, I think it's about time for me to call. And when they're talking to you, you're just excited and soaking in everything they have to say to you, right? And that's the way we need to be with God. And the beautiful thing with him is that would never get old, because he always has something new to share with us, to reveal to us, to grow in us, you know, new things to challenge us, to push us, you know. And, you know, so that fervor and that zeal, needs to be in us, you know, just like we would that potential mate, you know, that I'm seeking that relationship, you know. So I love what you talk about when you say a dialogue, because, you know, like I said, I have never seen a relationship built with one person talking, you know, or at least not a healthy relationship.
Yeah, that's so. Like a lot of us, we say, I have a great relationship with my spouse or my boyfriend or girlfriend, but it's one-sided. As long as that person is satisfying me, I'm good. There's no relationship.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of times we have a way of perverting a relationship with Christ, because we try to put it in this nice, neat little package that everybody's going to look at. In other words, we tell people, and we put on a show like we are so into God, right? Like we're so, and I hate to say it like this, but like we're so perfect in everything we do with Christ. And I will tell you this, you don't have to admit the wrong things that you do. God already knows, you know. But the point is, and I want everybody to understand this, like a loving father, God hears us. He hears us and he wants us to talk to him. Right? So, I give you, for instance, like with me, Jason, sometimes when I get up, I'm getting dressed for work, I'm talking to God. I'm walking down the street, I'm talking to God. I've become quite the connoisseur when it comes to food. I like to cook. Well, when I'm cooking in the kitchen, I'm talking to him. I'm talking to God. And that's one of the things. That's what makes me feel like I know he hears my prayers. I know he hears my prayers because he answers them. And a lot of times, it's just a desire I have in my heart. I may not express certain things, and he still fulfills that desire. And I'll tell you another thing we need. Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, but another thing we need to do in developing that relationship, that one-on-one relationship with God, is we need to read the Bible.
Yeah. You know, I think if you think about that, you know, and I always go back to our human relationships, because people think this relationship with God is so mystic and so confusing and so, like, I don't understand what to do. And it's just like any relationship, you know. I know, like, when you meet somebody and, you know, you got that special person, and then all of a sudden you meet their friends and they tell you stories about them and you hear how they were in the past and you get something revealed about them, it actually brings you closer. It's like, what? I didn't know that about this person. And it actually increases the intimacy. And as we read our Bible, we get to read about a God that, and how he operates and all the things that he's done throughout time. And I don't know, when I read the Bible and I see God working, it just excites me, because not only do I know, I can see the outcome of how he's blessed so many people throughout the history, but I know that same God loves me just as much, right? And, so reading our Bible shouldn't be just a thing about, oh, well, let me go and do this verse, let me go and do this devotional, you know? And even if you get past the point, like, I'm feeling down, not saying you're not supposed to use, you can't use the word of God for that, to lift you up, to bring you clarity. But I think, you know, to take it to another way where I'm using the word of God to really identify the character of God, the personality of God, you know, the, the, who is this God that I'm worshiping? Well, let me hear stories about him. Like, I love reading through the Gospels. And when I read through the Gospels, you know, I really focus on how Christ carried himself, you know, how he loved, how he corrected, how he led, how I focus on his character and his personality and how he just always was encouraging. And even when it sounded like he was speaking harshly, he was encouraging, you know, and to know that that's that same God that when I'm being, you know, when I'm being directed and his hands of discipline is on me and I'm going through some harsh things, I'm in my feelings a bit, I go back to the word of God and know that, yeah, when he did that to such and such, look how it turned out.
Yeah.
And he always loved them through it. So, yeah, reading your Bible is just, for me, it's another way to, you know, get more insight to the characteristic and the character and personality of this God that we're serving and loving.
Yeah, ain't that funny? Now, do you ever find yourself taking notes? Do you ever find yourself taking notes like saying, yeah, this is good. I used to have the hardest time memorizing certain scriptures, and I started taking notes. I started writing them down. That's how I started learning scripture. And I think that you mentioned something that was really good because we talk about the character of God. When we study the Bible, I believe that the Holy Spirit, right, it makes the word come alive in us. When we read the Bible, I think that it wakes up that connection to God, that soul connection we have. It wakes us up on the inside. And then we get to where you're talking about, Jason. We get really deep. And so I want to encourage you, when you do read your Bibles, pay attention. Take notes. You know? Keep going. And when you have questions about the Bible, Jason, as you're studying at home by yourself, what's the one thing you do? I go to church. I actually listen to different teachers sometimes online. I listen to what they have to say, but I try to get that in-person learning because I like the interaction with different Bible scholars, teachers, whatever we like to call them. It's not that I want to adopt their way of thinking. It's just that I think it's great to see God from what I like to call a multi-angular view, meaning, Cedric, don't just lean to your own understanding about the word of God. Pray to him, right? And it's okay to talk to other people about God, you know?
I just want to piggyback on something you just said. You know, when you talk about the Holy Spirit and how it works in us, I mean, we've all had this experience where we read one verse in the Bible, and it was a great verse, and we took something from it, and it was just timely, and it fed our life. We read the exact same words, but it had a different meaning to us, right? We always hear talks about how the Bible is alive and it's transformative. But what it is, if you really think about what the Bible is, it's some letters on a page, and nothing ever changes with those letters in that page. What changes is the Holy Spirit. And when you read those letters, how he deciphers and brings to the forefront, you know, what needs to be said, right? And that's another thing I love about when reading my Bible, because not only do you get the words and you get the lesson, but in getting that lesson, especially if it's a scripture you were, I mean, it's happened so many times. There's a scripture I've known my whole life, and all of a sudden I hear it again and something else resonates. And when that happens, I'm like, man, the word of God is alive. And as we talk about this, it really resonates. That's God in our relationship saying, look, I'm going to constantly give you what you think you had of me and what you knew of me. I'm going to give you even more of it, you know, and the Holy Spirit working in our life can reveal that, you know, but we got to give the Holy Spirit something to work with. And that's why I think reading the Bible, praying, doing those things will allow God to use the Holy Spirit to reveal himself in so many different ways. So, I love that when you said about, like, you know, as the Spirit moves, you can kind of see some things in the Bible. And I'll tell you, I think that's just God responding in our relationship. Because like you said, when we seek him, he will reveal himself.
That's right. You know how we always say, and I will tell you, one of the ways that I learned at a young age, I learned that when we seek God sometimes, so a lot of us, we seek God only when times are tough. It's hard. God, I can't do it. I need you, right? But I think God also wants us, and this is another way to build, I think, a relationship with God. I love me some music. Like, hey, you go get me some 1980s, early 90s music. Like, I'm mid-80s to early 90s. I'm a killer. I go on TV show if you need me to, right? But I tell you something. The reason music is so powerful, especially in the Black community, the reason music is so powerful, and it's in every community. I mean, I don't care what kind you listen to. Music is powerful in every community. And one of the reasons, I believe so, here it is, y'all, because we've kind of perverted music. But it was meant for us to praise and worship him. It helps us through praise and worship. It helps us to build a relationship with Christ. Have you ever thought of that? You know, I think it's in Psalm 96, and it says, sing to the Lord a new song, right? And then it says, sing to the Lord a new song, and then it says, hold on, I got to think of it. Sing to the Lord all the earth. There we go. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. You know, when we start singing to God, right, you know, the praises, we start praising his name and we start proclaiming his salvation. And I believe that's in Psalm 96. I know it is. I just might not have it in order. But when we start singing like that and we start praising him and we start glorifying his name, right, when we praise him like that and we focus only on him, oh, I believe that when we start doing that, that relationship, that connection just grows so much closer. That bond, it's like Gorilla Glue. It sticks on there and it does it. It's like duct tape. You put some Gorilla Glue on it and then you duct tape it about 10 times. You go around it and it makes that relationship that strong when we praise him and we worship him, right? And so I love praise and worship for that reason. Terry texted me the Israel Houghton, I am a friend of God. You know, when you sing that song, you can't help but wonder, wow, I'm a friend of God. Remember I told y'all earlier in the show that I feel some kind of way about that. Like, I ain't a friend of God. He ain't my friend. He's my Lord. He's God. But you know what? In songs like that, that soul connection, it's there. Like in song, and tell me if I'm wrong, Jason. I don't know if you like praise and worship like I do, but when I'm hearing the music, when I'm feeling it, saying the word, and I'm praising him, I'm focused on God, man, it's almost as if I can see God, right? That's, for me, that's what it does sometimes. When I'm really there and I'm in the spirit and I'm just saying, God, it could be a really exciting song, or it could be one of those songs that makes you weep because they crucified Christ. You know, or it could just be a song that says, I love you, God. And it just, I don't know if anybody ever heard this song, but Ike Turner, yeah, Ike from Ike and Tina, he wrote a song, and all he said in the whole song was, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That was it. He didn't need no more words. He made a song, and all he said was, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, that's that worship. That's that praise that we ought to heap on him, right? Because I'm telling you, when we praise him with everything that we have, and music is the one thing we have in this world, especially, again, in Black communities or African-American communities, in a lot of communities, music is what I call the tie that binds. And music can bring every culture together. You don't believe me? Pop culture. Every genre is in it, right? And so I think it's important to also adopt some really good praise and worship habits when you're trying to get to know God, when you're trying to build a relationship with Christ. You know, open up your heart and just allow him to minister to you. How many of us have ever heard a song? Jason, have you ever done this? You heard a song and you were going through a moment and you just, for an instant, you let go and you just let God have his way with you in that moment. In that moment. See, that's relationship.
That's the powerful thing about music. You know, music really resonates to our heart and our soul. And when we go through praise and worship, it's a celebration. And it's not just people think music is just singing with your voice. But like you said,
yeah,
most music hits us to our heart and to our, you know, when we really get into a song, we feel it in every part, in every facet of our being. And then to, you know, to be connected to a song like that, but then connect that song to our God, it really, like you said, grows that relationship. When you're singing about somebody, you know, think about it. When you're singing about a person and you're celebrating that person and you're feeling it throughout the course of you, but then you're thinking about the words and the words you say, and as you speak those words and you sing those words, they resonate in your heart and your mind and your memory about, man, you know, it does nothing but bring you closer, right? And as we talk about our relationship and how to grow it and how to you know, really cultivate it, I think praise and worship is a great thing, you know, because not only does it set our hearts for what God has to deliver, but it also connects it to what God has already done. And, you know, so, you know, I love all those praise songs. And like you said, to a point, it could be one of those upbeat ones where we're just thanking God, but it could be one of those more, a little bit more slower pace where we're talking about, you know, the trials that we've gone through. And of course, it resonates in us. But then when we talk about who's with us in those trials, that's where I feel like I connect. You know, when I say words like, you know, no matter where I am, you're always with me. And I sing those verses. They're not just verses that I'm singing. They're memories that I'm reliving. And now I'm on the other side of it. I can look at it as a distant memory, as a memory of something that was the catalyst for something even greater in my life, you know, a closer relationship with God through that situation.
One of the things in James, the book of James mentions, it says, draw close to God and God will draw close to you. I think a lot of times we don't understand that. Excuse me. I don't know if anybody has heard, just have you heard this? If you take one step, God will take three, or God will take 10. You ever heard that?
Right, yep.
When it comes to trusting God, you take this, you just take a step and God will do the rest. God will take 10, or, you know what I mean? I want people to understand today that if you want a relationship with God, or if you have a relationship and you want to maintain that relationship with God, you want to strengthen that relationship, do just that. You draw close to him and he will draw, check this out, close to you. I like to put it in Cedric 101 terms, is if you just try to draw close to God, you just keep calling on him, he, check this out, he will walk up to you and he will wrap his arms around you and he will draw closer to you than you ever thought possible. Because, you know, when you have that soul connection, y'all don't understand, when you got that soul connection, man, there was a song back in the day in the 90s by Michael Bolton, Soul Provider. And y'all can check that out if you want. It's an old song. A lot of people made fun of him. But this man sang this song, and he was talking about a woman. He wants to be her soul provider. I believe that that's what God wants from us. Except soul in his part, when you think of the song, he might be saying, I want to be the one and only, your soul provider. But God is saying, your soul, I want a connection with your spirit man or woman. I want you, yeah, y'all better, I want you to understand that I believe that God desires that type of connection with us, and we have to work at this every day. See, God doesn't have to work at it. We have to work at it. We have to know, man, like when you know deep down in your knower, when you know, you know. And we have to draw close to him. We have to, I die daily. I die to the flesh daily in order to have a relationship, a meaningful relationship with Christ. I have to die to my flesh daily. And I just today I hope and I pray that we can guide you into the direction to have a closer, more intimate relationship with Christ. Because this is how you build a personal relationship with God. All the things that Jason and I are talking about, you have to have it. Otherwise, you just have a superficial relationship. In other words, when you're meeting that person that you think is wonderful, you talk to them on the phone, it's a blind date, or you met them online and your conversation on the phone is great, and then when you see them in person, you're like, oh, no, that's not what I want. That's a superficial relationship. Or I'm going to be your friend as long as things is good, but when things start to go bad, I ain't going to be there for you. That's superficial. It's not real. And so,
you know, and I think on the opposite, if the only time that I'm talking to God is when things are bad on my end, and I'm always looking at him to say, that's a one-sided relationship, and God will be there for you. But I just tell people there's so much more to God than just his salvation and him rescuing you from your bad situation. He's got, I think a lot of people, they get to that relationship, and, you know, they allow God to heal them, but they don't ever allow God to restore them. And as you walk in those relationships, that's what people got to understand. A relationship with God is more than about, you know, being healed from your past. It's about being restored to the person that he called you to be, and then being magnified to something greater than what he wanted. And to have that in one relationship, it's amazing. And, you know, that's what fuels me, is no matter where I am with God, you know, he heals me, you know, from old brokenness, new brokenness, and then he restores me while I'm walking, like, okay, I've dealt with that. And then he uplifts me and puts me in a greater capacity from where I was. I'm like, man, and it's constantly growing, and that's the beautiful thing. Yeah. So, you know, we know Jesus is Lord and Savior, but he, like you said in that one song, and it's hard to resonate, he also wants to be our friend, you know, and that's really what he seeks. He seeks that relationship. And, you know, and just like, Amen. You know, just like with our children, we may start off asking and only asking, but then after a while we realize, you're a pretty cool cat. Let me talk to you a little bit more, you know, because that's what happened with our parents. You know, we're like, you know what? You're a pretty cool lady. Let me talk to you a little bit more, mama, you know? So, and I think that's the same thing with our relationship with God. Yeah, we want to start off, you know, in his power and his authority, but ultimately we want to move into that kinship, that friendship, that really that he is the God over my life, my circumstances, my situation, and my heart.
Yeah.
And I think that's how we grow that relationship.
Amen. Amen. You know what, Brad Jesse, you said a mouthful. You said a mouthful with that. Man, I tell you, yeah, we're gonna have to pick this back up again, J-Dub. We've gone to our time, but I just want to say this before we sign off. I just want to say this for those of us who sometimes we feel like we're extremely weak or we just don't have it within ourselves. I want to encourage you tonight, and I want to tell you that you're in a really good place. See, because in your weakness, his strength is made perfect. Right? Think about it this way. The stronger your relationship with Christ, right, the stronger you become, right? And you're stronger because it is he who strengthens you, right? So as you embark upon this new journey of solidifying or growing your relationship with God, I want you to just keep in mind that it's imperative. it's imperative that you do it with all your heart and understand that having a relationship with God is the greatest blessing you could ever have, ever. And so with that being said, like we always do here on Relentless Pursuit Radio, you know, thank you again, Sister Kimmy, for having us on Elation. And we're praying for Elation Radio, praying for all of our listeners, is find something you love, embrace it, and chase it. And that is your Relentless Pursuit. This is Minister Cedric saying have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. Thank you, Brad Jason. I appreciate you being on tonight. God bless you, and God keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Kimmy.
Blood Brothers. The Jewel. David Benton. Beyond a fence in a building. This is what y'all want?
Yeah.
You gon' get it.
It don't bother me, it don't bother me, taking home. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, taking home. It don't bother me, taking home. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, running on.
I ain't worried about it. 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 13 years in the bed and people let me for dead. Hit the weight, piling red, cause I'm a thoroughbred. Every word that I said I kept. You slept on me, the government stepped on me. My homies just left on me. Nobody but mama died. Daddy stressed, kids too. You would know what I've been through if you did a bit too. You think that you know me, cool, you went to the same school. Showing you chain gang and B came a dang fool. I ain't cool, but still I don't blame you. I'm not the same dude. I'm winning, he can't lose. Never be gangster or thug, but I did pop a slug when I was selling drugs in the slum. On the inside of Knoxville, homies they got killed. Just because I'm not a killer don't mean that I'm not real. God told me my purpose, I was nervous and got chill. Survivor, striving, that's why I'm not bothered.
It don't bother me, it don't bother me, taking home. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, taking on. It don't bother me, taking on. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, running on.
I ain't worried about it. 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 I ain't worried about it.
I got haters on haters.
I got haters on haters.
I got haters for haters.
I got haters for haters.
I trade haters for haters.
They hated the haters.
You ain't getting no favors. See you later, the haters. Yes, I'm a soul taker. Yeshua, come save us. Y'all haters keep talking and talking and talking. More talking ain't gonna do nothing. You just keep on walking and walking. More talking ain't down for no sparking. Can't roll with the chosen, so you should go pocket. Oh, you really ain't about it. You just like the music. Get up out of the way, let the jewel go on and do it. This ain't a dream, I was put on a scene, feel a sting with this mic in my hand. You think you can judge me, this clay, this vessel, God soldier, this man? I stand on the rock and it's heavy and steady, that's right that I stand. I'm telling you fam, I ain't choosing to do this, so this all I got planned. No, I don't care what you talking about, low-key capping what it be about. I hear the devil coming out your mind like no, no. Nah, we don't play cover from the side. Too blessed to be strapped. We don't even care what you talking about.
It don't bother me, taking home. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, taking home. It don't bother me, taking home. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, running on.
I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it.